We're speaking of legacy to the future of the world. We're speaking of leaving language that will benefit future generations. There is no better display of this phenomena than the 14th Amendment, 3rd chapter, of our Constitution. There is arguing going on at this time. There are people that are discussing, what does this mean or that mean? But the Constitution is designed by our predecessors. The Constitution has come up with this. Many thousands of people involved in its framing, not to leave this to the discretion of the people. It is a matter of fact that having participated in and supported those that wished to usurp the power of the Constitution, and by having clearly stated his intention to dissolve the Constitution is attempting to protect itself through its own legacy, the 14th Amendment, Chapter 3. It is attempting to prevent, even if the people want to elect him, the Constitution wishes to protect itself from him. The Constitution has the privilege of surviving, despite the fact that, or even if, and I cannot predict, the Constitution says, I don't want to take a chance. He's not allowed onto the ballots. I think we ought to listen to our forefathers. I think we need to shape a language for the future of the world, for our children, the story of freedom versus slavery. And even if this is a period of time in the history of the world that would have made it possible for there to be someone elected that would dissolve the Constitution has left us a legacy of wisdom not allowed on the ballot.